It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is the Games High School's football scoreboard show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. It is the High School Scoreboard Show into the 10 o'clock hour. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker in our Midtown Atlanta studios, and games taking place all around the metro area and all around the state. So glad you're with us. Some of these games are turning, going final in this hour. We're going to go some final scores. We're going to give some updates and updates from some scores. And also we're going to get our school days guest, if you missed it earlier, Joe Burns. Fantastic player at Thomas County Central before going to Georgia Tech, before going to the Buffalo Bills in the National Football League. We're not going to talk about it. We just talk about high school.
High school time. Thomas County Central.
My goodness. On Friday nights, and great visit with him. You're going to get to hear that in just a few minutes in this hour. But right now, let's run down some scores. We got the new finals. You seen it?
Sure. Yeah, Noonan 20, Arabia Mountain 6. That's a final. Noonan with the big win over Arabia Mountain. And Richmond Hill up 45-0 final, 45-0 over Everglades in Florida. Richmond Hill 2-0 for the first time since 2017.
Name Everglades. I hope that would be in Florida.
I would assume.
I would think that would be the case. They just pull a touchdown off the scoreboard up here, Carrollton. They just scored.
They scored, and I guess they got it called back on a penalty. Still 24-7. How about this? I got one, Sam.
What you got?
Final.
Uh-oh.
North Gwinnett 14, Colquitt County 3.
Whoa.
I told you, players everywhere in Gwinnett, Dom. And North Gwinnett epitomizes that the most.
I smell smoke.
Colquitt County.
I smell smoke.
Has not lost a game in the regular season.
Oh, my goodness.
Since, like, the pandemic year.
Wow.
But they lost tonight. And at home in Moultrie.
In Moultrie.
Think that scoreboard went all fast?
Gone. That is, scoreboard went dark quick.
Eric Godfrey.
They might turn the lights out. You might have to find your way out of the stadium.
But you know what I'm going to argue? I know we're joking, but I'm going to argue this. I think it might help Colquitt County.
You think so?
2 years in a row, they went 10-0, won a couple playoff games, and got beat in a game they thought they should have won in the playoffs. Sometimes it's hard to be undefeated, Sam. You don't have that feeling that those guys have right now. They don't like it. You know, I told you, you're not seeing as many 15-0 state champs, are you?
No.
Because people lose, and they remember it, and they hold on to that, and they build on it. So I'm not – yeah, I mean, we're kind of joking, but I think Colquitt County needs some adversity in the regular season. But tonight belonged to North Gwinnett. Congratulations to Coach Godfrey.
Coach Godfrey.
And North Gwinnett.
Oh, my
great
goodness.
Job.
We're going to see if we can't catch it when you're down in South Georgia. Then we can have that cell coverage sometime. Get a little spot.
We got to get him on the bus.
We get him on the bus. That bus ought to be live, man.
It'll be live for about 15 minutes. Then they're going to be tired, Sam. They're going to be on their phones.
The way they played tonight, they deserve it. They deserve it. They want to sleep all the way back home. They deserve to do it after getting the win. That final score, once again, North Gwinnett 14, Colquitt County 3. And that's going to send some ripples and changes through some of the state rankings when they come out next week. Mill Creek is a winner tonight, 48-14. Their winners over Archer. That is now a final score. So we watch some of the games that are going final around the metro area tonight and keep up with those scores. Riverwood, South Gwinnett, South Forsyth is a winner. They've beaten Riverwood 28-14.
final in that one. Peach County, the Fighting Randy McMichaels, get a win over Berkmar, 42-7. They win in that one. We talked about Collins Hill and what they were doing this week. They get the win tonight, 35-13 over Cedar Grove. Collins Hill continue to be impressive.
For real. Collins Hill is for real. Two more finals, Mount Perrin 27, St. Francis 3, Woodstock 58, North Springs 7. Woodstock, another team that, you know, I'm sure they got some room for improvement, but listen, they are, let me get this straight, Sam. I'll make sure I say this. Woodstock is 3-0, okay?
Wow.
Last year they went 2-8. Year before that, they went 0-10. Year before that, they went 0-10.
Their coaching change.
Yeah. So they've already won more games than they have in a year since 2017. Since 2017 to today, which is seven seasons, three ties the most they've won.
Wow.
They're 3-0.
Man.
Congratulations to Coach Dan Devine and Woodstock Wolverines. Big wins.
Big win for them. Big win for them. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's that kind of Friday night. It's early, like you said. And you know, these games make a difference. We talk about being early in the season. The calendar still says August. But you want to go out and establish some things, even if it's not you want to get the wins, even if it's not a region game. If it's a region game, you really do want to go out and do something. Because
I mean, anytime we're competing, you want to win. But what you got to do today is get better. And if winning helps you get better, that's fantastic. If sometimes you got to have a setback to get better.
Yeah.
But we are going to turn the page into a new month next week. And like I said, every time it's a new month, intensity got to ramp up a little bit.
That's what we watch for. McNair is a winner over at the Cab. They beat Midtown, 33-0 final in that one. It is the final in Athens. Prince Avenue has fallen. Blessed Trinity has beaten them 23-21. Blessed Trinity with the win over Prince Avenue tonight. That one's just gone final. Southwest DeKalb, big time over Shamley, 61-7. Southwest DeKalb is a winner in that contest tonight.
How about Houston County and Perry? We talked about two
yes.
state champion contenders. Mm-hmm. Houston County with the win tonight to move to 3-0, 31-17 final over Perry.
That is so impressive.
Yeah, really so impressed with Houston County. That quarterback's great.
Yep.
Going to Memphis, I think. Great, great athlete.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thompson was able to beat Richmond Academy. This is the game down in Augusta. Thompson wins that one 14-7. That game was tied 7-7 for a long, long time. Commerce, we talked about Commerce being down against Luella. It's the fourth quarter. Commerce is up now 24-14.
Came back on them.
Yep. East Jackson 37, Dawson County 10. That one has gone final.
Over Dawson. Okay.
Yep.
Grayson over Dorman. That's South Carolina, yeah.
We got Hart County. Got Hart County and Lumpkin. Lumpkin wins this one 28-25. Close ball game tonight, 28-25. Lumpkin
County. Lumpkin County got a great program. Our coach Heath Webb does a good job there. Really impressed what they do. Hart County's got a good program, too, so that was a good one. Thomas County Central pulling away from Florida State High. 42-28 in the fourth quarter. Thomas County Central ahead.
Man. Social Circle, as he said, that has beaten Kip Atlanta 15-2. That's final. That game
15-2.
15-2.
That's a unique score.
A very unique score. But that is gone final. Cohulla Creek falling to North Cobb Christian. 48-0. North Cobb Christian a winner in that game. Fanning County's a winner tonight. That game is gone final. They're 3-0. They beat Union County 42-7. Final in that one tonight.
Let's see. Moving into the third quarter, Etowah's up over Campbell. Don't have a recent score on that one. And Hillgrove at the end of the third over McIntosh, 38-0. They don't have them golf carts going tonight.
The golf carts are not going tonight down
They're
the
not back. Going tonight.
No.
Centennial up 17-13 with 3 minutes left in the fourth.
Boy, that's been a tight but low scoring game for most of the night.
Yeah, that's gonna be one to keep an eye on here for the next couple minutes. I got 3 minutes left in the game and up a little. Let's see. Milton is up. Let's see. I'm trying to find some new scores here for you. But McEachern, 33-27, winning over Marietta in the fourth quarter. But Marietta hanging in there just long enough. A six-point game in the fourth quarter. One to keep an eye on. And Sprayberry final, 38-3 over Kennesaw
those
Mountain.
Those some Cobb County scores. We're going to check in with John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal, later on in this hour. Get an update on some of the games out around the Cobb County, Cherokee County. He'll run those down for us coming up later in the hour. You stay tuned. for them as well, as we always love to check in with him.
He's Sequoia with a final. Sam Sequoia, 24-21 winners over Kale. Big game we're keeping an eye on.
Big win for them.
Sequoia with the win.
Big win for them. Fantastic ball game tonight. We got some good ones. We have some great ones tonight. And that's the result we were watching for when this one. Still got a third quarter score in this one. Lithia Springs and Pebblebrook, 14-3. Lithia Springs drew 41-7 in the fourth quarter over South Cobb. That's a fourth quarter score reporting that one. Got a final, Rockdale County, 14-0 over Miller Grove. So Rockdale County is off to a 2-0 start so far this season. That is good news for them.
Yeah, Lee County final over Tift. 55-7, big win for Lee. So, right now, looks like a final here. Morgan County 24, Oconee County 13. So Morgan with the win over Oconee County. That's an upset.
That's a big win for them on this Friday night. As we're keeping up with the scores and hearing some results that are kind of impressive, some surprising. But like I said, the one I think that's topping the charts right now has to be that outcome with North Gwinnett all the way down at Colquitt and coming back from Moultrie with a big win. And we're going to try the effort to get with Coach Godfrey and talk with him a little bit on the way back on the bus ride.
He's got plenty of time.
He does. That Stevens County Cedar Shoals game has gone final 52-3. Stevens County is the winner in that game. We talked about how good you expect that team to be this season.
Yeah, I'm impressed with Stevens County. I think they're going to be a team to watch all year. It's going to be a tough out for anybody. Final, Benedictine 43-14 over Burke County. Late in the fourth quarter, Cherokee 58, Hillgrove 35.
All right. Keeping up with that one, Benedictine getting
Pope. That's Pope. They got it wrong. Should be Pope 35. I'm sorry. Cherokee 58, Pope 35.
All right. Harris County's a winner over Carver Columbus. That one's final 15-6.
That's two good ball teams, you know.
Yeah.
Down in Middle Georgia, too, Warner Robins over Northside tonight. Final 34-12. Warner Robins over Northside in the big rivalry of Warner Robins.
Yeah, we checked in with the executive director, the new executive director of Georgia High School Association, Dr. Tim Scott, joined us from that game. He stepped away for a while. We were expecting to hear some football going on behind him. Well, he stepped away.
I told you he knew where to go. That wasn't his first day. He played at that school. I think coached there, and he was the principal there. He knows where to go.
He knew how to go and find somewhere near, nice and quiet. I was like, is he at the game?
Yeah, he knew where to go.
Wasn't sure. Always great to check in with the executive director of Georgia High School Association. He talked about coming into the job and the enthusiasm. And, you know, what surprised you from his interview? He talked about the things that still surprise him about how much work was done by the people in the office.
Right. They do have a great staff, and it's a limited staff. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, like 8 or 9 people work there. It's not this large operation that can do all this investigating and all these answers. And, I mean, you're calling the office with 7 or 8 people.
That's it.
You know, so they're able to do a lot of work and cover a vast area and think of all the sports and all the athletes and all the coaches in the whole state of Georgia and all their issues. You know, it is impressive. Yeah.
Very impressive to know that. And that was one thing that struck me tonight from our conversation with him. The fact that, you know, even he coming into this position was surprised by some of the things that he's found out that they do there. And it's remarkable. They do a remarkable job for our state, remarkable job for our young people. They do. I got a fourth quarter score. Jefferson up on Clark Central. This one gone final yet? Maybe not. Got a Jefferson 42-14.
Yeah, it was about to go final if it hadn't. Yeah.
Clark Central, that one should be close to being a final. Let's see what happens with that one. Jones County in the fourth quarter is up 21-9 on Hampton. We keep a watch and see who comes out on the top of that one.
West Forsyth won tonight, 45-21. Now it's final. West Forsyth over Parkview, 45-21.
Man, okay. All right.
Big win. Big win for the Wolverines.
Big win. Big win for West Forsyth tonight with the win over Parkview. All right, we're going to catch up with some of these victorious coaches as we go along in the 11 o'clock hour. But up next, you missed earlier hearing our school days guests. We're going to run it back for you. And then when we come back, we're going to have some final scores, some highlights. You'll hear from Day-Day Lewis. He'll wrap up things at the game that he's covering down on the south side of town. That and more when you stay with us. But up next, Joe Burns, our school days guest on this Friday night. The Scoreboard Show, High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Taking it back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's school days on the High School Scoreboard Show. As Sam and Coach check in with the legend of Georgia high school football. Brought to you by Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right. We got a good one tonight. We got a really good one tonight, Coach.
We got a good one.
I mean,
what we got?
We got a great one, a running back, I mean, and a newly minted Georgia High School Football Hall of Famer.
Yo. Hey, a new Hall of Famer.
Going
in this October at the College Football Hall of Fame right down
brand,
the road.
Brand new.
Okay. Who we got?
He is joining us now. My goodness, in the pride of Thomasville, of Thomas County Central High School. Joe Burns is joining us now. Joe, welcome to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris, man.
Hey, thank y'all for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, congratulations on being a Georgia High School Football Hall of Famer. I know we can't wait to celebrate that. How does it make you feel to have that attached to your name, Hall of Famer?
It's awesome. I was telling my dad, we actually just got inducted to the one at my high school, and the only one I ever knew about was the one in my high school. So that was like always my motivation to get a chance to be into that one. So the Georgia High School one surprised me. Georgia Tech surprised me, and you know, I got a couple other ones, but it's really a blessing. Things that you never think about when you're playing ball. You're just going out having fun, trying to do your job and trying to win and make your teammates better. And, you know, as you get older, you know, you get a chance to reflect on a lot of things that you've been able to accomplish. So this is just like icing on the cake.
So, Joe, if I'm seeing this right, and I'm trying to do a little history lesson here, from the time you were in the 7th grade to 12th, Thomas County Central won the state championship 5 times.
Yes, 5 out of 6 years.
My goodness, Sam. My goodness.
That's a machine.
And the junior and senior are 29-1. So,
yes.
What stands out, other than obvious winning, what's like a moment where you say, man, when I think about those times, this moment stands out?
You know, like now I reflect on it, what made those times so special to me, because you got a chance to play with your cousins. You got a chance to play with guys you've been knowing your whole life. So, like that run and just getting a chance to, you know, go to war with those guys, that's what made it special for me. And we had a great coach, and Coach Pilcher, and he was great at making us believe we were way better than we actually were. And because of that, we was able to accomplish a lot. And I love what Coach Rogers is doing out there. He's reminding me so much of Coach Pilcher. And just watching, I got a chance to go last week, watch the game. They're loaded, and it makes me excited again, because, you know, Thomas County Central has always been a part of, you know, the history of Georgia High School football, and then super excited to see us back in the spotlight.
Yeah, you know, Sam, Thomas County Central 29-1 in their last 30 ball games.
Whoa.
The last time they were 29-1 in 30 ball games, they were handing it to Joe.
Yeah. That was amazing. What's a Friday night like down there? What's a Friday? You're just starting the day in school leading up to the game. What's the atmosphere like in that town?
It starts on Thursdays, right? You know, everybody know back then we used to have hot dogs every Thursday. That was Coach Pitcher's thing. We had hot dogs, and, you know, everybody used to come out for that. And then, you know, back then the cheerleaders used to paint our sign. You know, now it's just one you rip through. But everything, man, the whole community came out. you know, I used to tell people, if you want to commit any crimes in Thomas County, just do it on a Friday night because nobody gonna catch you. And, you know, it was amazing. Like, you know, we played last week and we had a packed house. Like, just the atmosphere in the Jackets Nest is, you know, I tell people there's not too many places that you can play where, you know, with the fan support where, you know, you going on a away trip and you bringing 8,000 people with you, you know, and that's amazing. Just the support, the growing up there, playing there, you know, like, you know, it's a lot of pride. I ended up going to Georgia Tech because they were the Yellow Jackets. That's how much high school pride I had.
Man, that's fantastic, Sam. That's fantastic. Is there any one game that stands out or is any one opponent you guys play that, you know, just come to mind as you're hearing us ask these questions about those times at Thomas County Central?
For me, it was Cockle County and Moultrie. Like, they were our biggest rival. And back then, Georgia only went to 4A, and we was 3A, and they was 4A. Like, they, you know, the year they won the state championship, we beat them. So that we always knew if we can just get out of our region, you know, we're going to have a pretty good run because we played some of the best high schools in the state by just playing in South Georgia. So Moultrie, those was always battles. Like, you know, you're going to be tested. You can't have no – your heart can't pump Kool-Aid in those games. So, but those made us prepare for the rest of the games that, you know, we was going to play in the teams because, you know, that's one thing I always respected about Marist. At some point, when you, you know, keep pounding and pounding the team, they're gonna roll over. And Moultrie, other schools, and Marist, those guys never quit until the last whistle was blown. So those were some great games. Marist and Moultrie, I'll never forget those games.
Fantastic, folks. Spending some time with Joe Burns, done tremendous things. Man, has played the National Football League, Georgia Tech, one of the great running backs there. But you were Offensive Player of the Year in the state of Georgia. And so you were no secret. So what was that like? You know, you got your guys. The other team knows you're coming. And you know, a whole lot they can do about it. What does that feel like?
It was a great feeling. You know, I always had a calm about myself. You know, I was just laughing with some old teammates back at home. You know, back when I was in school, I used to go work out in high school and run and plow fields. Because I took on a burden. I was like, you know what? My teammates might not work as hard as I'm going to work, but I want them to experience victory. So I'm going to go work for them too. So I was prepared for those moments. I put in the work. So it never bothered me. I don't care if everybody knew I was getting the ball. Like, I was confident because I put in the work before that moment to make that one moment successful. So it was just a work ethic that nobody saw, but everybody saw the fruit of it because I wasn't born with everything I needed. I had to go out and work for it. And I just put in the work to make those moments, you know, end up being precious moments like they are today. Like all those tough situations where everybody in the stadium know you're going to get the ball and you got to deliver. And, you know, just that preparation made those moments special for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And the follow-up question for me, Sam, is what advice do you have for the current Joe Burnses, the current guys who are really well-known? They're treated way differently than you were probably. You know, it's a different era for recruiting. But what advice do you have for those guys who are really talented or really good on their high school team, want to go to Tech, want to go to Georgia, want to go those places? What advice do you have for them?
It takes a lot more than just being good. You know, it takes sacrifice. Like, you know, nobody ever know the sacrifices that guys who have matriculated through this process, things they had to give up and things they, you know, like, that's the thing I tell all the young guys. You got to say, if you really want this, you got to give up something. You can't do everything your friends are doing and still expect to make it, right? And that's one of the biggest things I tell guys, you know, just like, look, you got to give up something. Like, you got to be willing to sacrifice. You got to give up being popular. You got to give up being liked by everybody. You got to give up, you know, so much in order to stay focused and stay true to yourself. And, you know, and you can't listen to – you know, you got to have a short-term memory, you know, because nothing you've done last week, good or bad, can help you this week. You know, so when people pat you in the back, hey, you got to let that go because that's not going to help you next week. It's more about having a short-term memory, staying focused, and just making sacrifices because there's a lot of talented guys that came through Georgia that never got the opportunity. And what's going to make you different? And that's understanding that you got to sacrifice something. And not being happy when people are patting on you in the back. That don't mean anything because you messed up. they're going to be the same people that are going to dog you out.
Yep. Yep.
4,547 yards and 56 touchdowns during his last 2 years. During his last 2 years in high school. Now you do some things that to try to uplift young people, and you are involved in the lives. Do something that you started, the Rising Seniors Game. Talk about what was your motivation for doing that, and you know, the young people that you've seen helped by that.
It was really just trying to give back. You know, it was really a lot of that happened to me in high school. My high school won all the state championships. We didn't have a lot of guys going to college. And when you go off and you do make it and you do succeed, you have a little guilt that come along with you. Like when I go back home and see my teammates who we used to wear each other's clothes and stay at each other's house, and my life is completely different from theirs, it is a lot of little guilt that come along with that. So my goal was I couldn't go back and change their lives, but for all these young men that's coming along now, I can try to give them the things that we didn't have to help them, you know, matriculate through this process. And that's all Rising Seniors was. It's a leadership educational program. It's not even about the football. Like, you know, I remember when I first started, Dr. Swearingen, he was the executive director at the time, and he was like, you know, like, what make your program special is not about football. It's the education. Like, you're no different than a program as going into school. But I just knew that if I told all these guys kind of my leadership program, nobody would show up with me and my wife. So I needed some bait. So the game was the bait to get them there. But, you know, it's been amazing. It's been a journey. And, you know, I was in the airport probably about 3 weeks ago, and I saw Alvin Kamara. We sat there and talked, and, you know, like, it's the fact that guys know that you were sincere and that you really cared about them. And we try to put great people around them. And, you know, like, that's one of the greatest things that we've been able to do. And throughout this process, and, you know, Coach Tinker, like one of my brothers, with the Minority Coaches Association, mm-hmm. like, you know, being able to partner with them and just strengthen and continue to make it better. That's been something that's, you know, you have a dream. I just wanted to do something to help, right? And all the people that come and help you along your journey, you know, we've had Chick-fil-A, AT&T, all these individuals step up just to help us, you know, basically continue our ministry. And that's all it is. It was, you know, it was never nothing to make money. It was something to give back and make a difference and make a real impact. And, you know, that's why it was started. And it's just amazing that almost 15 years later, we're still rocking and rolling and have the same mission.
You got the dates for this year's game yet?
Yes, sir. I think it's the 27th through like the 30th. Yes, sir.
December, yeah.
December.
And, yes, sir.
And Joe.
Hey, one thing real quick, Mr. Crenshaw, you talk about those stats, right?
Yep.
And what people never understood, that I only averaged about 12 carries a game.
Oh.
They were blowing them
we
out.
We ran
man.
A split back veer.
Yeah.
And then my senior year, until the playoffs, I never really played that much. So we was always blowing people out, and I didn't ever get a chance to play until the playoffs. Coach Pitcher didn't believe in letting you run up your stat.
Yeah.
He didn't believe in that.
Hey, in case you guys are wondering, Thomas County Central is up 21-14 on Florida High. That's in Tallahassee. Really good team in Tallahassee. Thomas County Central up 21-14 in the second quarter, it looks
yeah,
like. So they're trying to get to 30-1.
Yeah.
One better than Joe's team.
Yeah.
Hey, the good thing about it, they can always match us. They can never do better than us. Let Georgia go up to 16-game yeah. season.
They're not. Listen, they never going to win 5 out of 6. I love Coach Rogers. They ain't 5 out of 6 is something, man. That's never going to get broke.
That is something. That is something.
It is crazy having 3 state championship rings in high school. That was special.
Well, it's because you played a big part in it and your community, the way they poured into you, and now you're doing the same for some young people. Joe Burns, we appreciate you spending some time with us on this Friday night, sharing and talking a little bit about your school days then and what you're doing for some young people who are going through their school days now. We sure do appreciate it, and great catching up with you.
Yes, sir. Same here. Thank y'all so much.
To more of the high High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 99 The Game with 99TheGame.com. It's the High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. Games turning final. We got updates for you. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. Glad you're with us wherever you are. Some of you may be in your car headed for home. Some may be at home. You may have been with us throughout the evening. Glad you're with us as we get ready to check in with some coaches and check in with some final scores. But first of all, we got an update from Day-Day Lewis's down on the south side. Let's check in with Day-Day right now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. We're at the end of the third quarter, guys, here at Sandy Creek, and it's the Patriots, 27 unanswered points, 27-7 lead heading into the fourth and final quarter of the game, and running back Amari Latimer for the Patriots. What a night he's having. Now, guys, it's chicken scratch math. I don't have exact numbers, but he's really close to 200 yards. Two rushing touchdowns on the night for that young man, and he's only like 15 years old, but when you stand up next to him, he makes me look like a little boy. So what a night he's having for the Patriots. We'll see if they can go ahead and close this thing out. LaGrange not going out without a fight, especially in a big region matchup like this. More from Sandy Creek on the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Chicken scratch math. I don't know you. We'll do quick chicken scratch math. I never heard of that before. Thank you, Day-Day. We'll check with him and see when that game goes final. Let's see. Can we go out to Cobb County right now? A guy who's got a lot of scores. We love to go to Marietta Daily Journal. John Bednarowski has been keeping an eye on things all over the place tonight. John, welcome into the Scoreboard Show.
How we doing tonight, fellas?
Well, we're staying inside where it's been dry. I know some games got off to a delayed start. I know Hillgrove got off to a delayed start, right?
Hillgrove did. Campbell, Pebble Brook. There were a few in the area, but for the most part, we got lucky and stuff kind of passed.
Fantastic, fantastic. Talk about some games that jump off the page for us tonight.
Well, looks like Roswell's going to hand Walton its first defeat. Last time I saw is 42-32. There were only a couple of minutes left in that game. Every time Walton got within shouting distance there in the second half, it seemed like Roswell had an answer and kept them at bay. North Cobb's 3-0. Took down East Coweta tonight. A couple of other teams that are 3-0 that are a little bit of a surprise. Sprayberry's off to a 3-0 start. You know, they really felt like this was going to be the year that they are going to make that deep run in the playoffs for the first time. And they're trying to prove themselves correct. They beat Kennesaw Mountain, I think it was 38-3 tonight. Campbell is 3-0. They beat Etowah 33-7.
What's going on with them? What's going on with Campbell?
Jeff Phillips has found a running game over there. They've got three guys that are going up and down the field. Last week they ran for a team record. I want to say it was about 570 yards. They're just mauling people right now. Woodstock is 3-0. They beat North Springs tonight 58-7. Where'd that come from? Well, Dan Devine's doing a heck of a job up there, let me tell you what.
He's doing a great job. Thoughts about Cherokee, too. They got a new coach there, and they got a win over Pope tonight.
Well, I'm wondering if they needed a calculator, if the they needed to add some numbers to the scoreboard. That thing was nuts. I think that one ended up 65-42.
Yeah.
And like you said, Cherokee, I think they're 2-1. Big win tonight. They're having a lot of fun. I'll tell you what, Pope, though, much improved. They've got a young man by the name of John Stutzer, wide receiver. He's a baseball player by trade, but doggone it, he had 300 yards of total offense and 5 touchdowns last week. And I know he had at least 3 touchdowns, I think, in the first half this week. So it's going to be interesting to see what his final numbers are again.
Fantastic, folks. Spending time with John Bednarowski, Marietta Daily Journal. Cobb Football Friday. He's keeping an eye on everything out on the west side of the metro area and seeing some great things. Once they got going at Hillgrove, Hillgrove had no problem with McIntosh tonight.
No, and they're 2-0. They won up at Mountain View in week one and then had a bye. 38-0. They're finding a way to score some points. Justin Deshaun, maybe the program is turned around in the right way again. This is the first time they're 2-0 since 2019, and 2019 was the final year under Phil Ironside. So finally some good news coming out of Hillgrove. I think they must have forced about 6 turnovers tonight, because it seemed like every time I looked up and saw something on social media, they were recovering a fumble, they were intercepting a pass. Defense must have had a field day tonight.
John, last year you put us on Walton early, right? I mean, this about this time of year, you're like, look, Walton's really good. And they had a run and got to the state championship game. Who are you going to put us on this year? No pressure, but you did such a great job last year. I got to ask you again. So, who are you putting us on this year from Cobb County?
Who am I putting us on from Cobb County?
Who do you think is a really over, like a team maybe that you wouldn't necessarily put at the level that you think they'll end up, which I think is how Walton was last year. We thought they were really good, but I think you're like, no, that they're state champ contender good. Who's a team that maybe people should be on the lookout for down there?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think this is the kind of year that Shane Queen really likes,
mm-hmm.
because for the first time in a few years, it wasn't all about North Cobb. They weren't being highlighted here and highlighted there, but doggone it, they've got an offensive line that is enormous, defense that is, tough as nails. I think they've got a shot. Another team that is sneaky good and is going to have a shot. They opened region play tonight, and they live about 12 steps down the street from North Cobb, and that's North Cobb Christian. North Cobb Christian playing Class 2A ball. They beat Chihula Creek tonight. It was their region opener. I think they beat them. It was either 41 or 47 to nothing. Teddy Girard, sophomore quarterback, he's already getting Power 4 offers. This kid can spin it. And, Matt Jones has something going up there at North Cobb Christian. They're fun to watch.
Fantastic, fantastic, folk. Cobb Football Friday, you can find it. It's John Bednarowski. He has been keeping an eye on everything around the area tonight. I thought nobody was going to ever score again in that Wheeler North Atlanta game. It was 3-3 forever.
Well, that one ended up being 10-9. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about a team that is having a tough start to the season. Wheeler was up 7-0 when the game was called in the season opener because of all the weather a couple of weeks ago. They couldn't come together on a date to finish the game, so Wheeler forfeited. Last week, they got beat by 1 point by Harrison when the Hoyas scored with about 30 seconds left in the game. And tonight, they lose 10-9. So, they're really 2 points away from being undefeated, and they're 0-3.
Yes, and doesn't get any easier for them because they've got Kale and Walton the next 2 weeks. So,
wow.
But those are all good teams.
Speaking of Kale, and not to interrupt you guys, but speaking of Kale, Sequoia takes down Kale tonight. Coach Teeter up there at Sequoia still running that wing tee. Got it rolling tonight, took down the Longhorns. Congratulations to them. tell, you know, they've got some guys that are coming on. They've had to replace them. I think this is going to be one of those games where this might actually be a good win, a good loss.
Yeah, Sam and I talked about that.
Where coach can go in and say, "See, what did I tell you?"
Yeah. We'll see what happens. What happens with that as we take a look at more of the scores and games from out in your area. You mentioned Sprayberry earlier. We said we're going to keep an eye on these guys. The start that they're getting off to. McEacher and Marietta, for many years, that game was like must-see. You had to go and see it. They played it tonight, and McEacher gets the win.
Yep, 33-27. That was another game where McEacher tried to pull away. Marietta kept reeling them in. You know, social media is a wonderful thing. There are a few Marietta fans that are questioning some calls from officials. Not that that would ever happen for any fan base, but
oh my goodness!
I can't imagine.
That happens too. That happens too. But great stuff. Great stuff, John.
And hey, if you're not following, it's at Cobb F Ball Friday.
Yeah,
that's the follow now. If you're a high school fan, you're listening to the show, you're not following John, you should be.
Absolutely, because he's got it all for you there on Friday nights. John Bednarowski, we appreciate you stepping on with us for a little bit today. I don't know, Greg and I, we have to wake you up one morning. We won't wake you up tomorrow morning, but we'll find another morning to wake you up and have you on the show with us too. But thanks so much, as always, for getting us here on for Friday night for a scoreboard show.
Sounds good, fellas. Anytime.
All right. That is John Bednarowski. And once again, follow him at Cobb F Ball F-R-I. Cobb F Ball F-R-I.
Yeah, Cobb Football Friday. Great
Cobb
follow.
Cobb Football Friday. Great follow. He's got a little bit of everything. Right now, a few final scores here. Locust Grove is a winner. No, Stockbridge is a winner. Stockbridge was trailing this game. They were trailing for much of the night, and they come back for a 49-42 win over Locust Grove.
Yeah, big win for Stockbridge. Final, Valdosta 43-0 over Doherty. Valdosta moves to 3-0. Also final, Mill Creek over Archer 48-14.
Centennial and Johns Creek, they finally got above 8-6.
Yeah, how'd they do?
Centennial wins that game 17-13, the final. In that one, Lassiter is a winner. They beat Northview 42-0. Lassiter is 2-1.
Yeah, two wins for Lassiter. That's a nice start. Stars Mill wins tonight over Veterans 35-27. Stars Mill's a winner.
Right. Let's see. No score in that one. We still got fourth quarter. So is Stevenson game been over yet? No final score.
Come on, Dom.
Final score 20. I get Stevenson up 21-14. Dutchtown was fighting them back.
From what I just saw, it looks like Dutchtown did score again. So right now it is 21-20.
21. Ooh.
21-20.
Ooh. I don't know if they've kicked the extra point yet, though.
Oh, must see TV there. Hey, speaking of which, you
okay,
know,
hey.
In the battle of my people, you know, Gilmer.
Yes. Yeah.
They go to overtime.
Yes.
28-28. Gilmer score, Pickens score. Pickens went for two, did not get it. Gilmer with the win, 35-34.
Whoa, that's two in a row.
Yeah. 35-34, Gilmer win. Great win. Great win.
Bobcats.
Congratulations to the Bobcats. Great win and really proud of our guys.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just great when both teams are competing and you have a high-level game, both teams well coached.
Yeah,
both communities were. So that was exciting. I mean, of course, we'd rather be on the other end.
Yeah.
But congratulations to the Bobcats.
What a ball game.
Yeah, great game.
What a ball game. All right, we're working to catch up with some coaches. We're going to get some final scores and some reports, some wrap-ups. We're looking to hear from Kelly Price from Fox 5, High 5 Sports. She's going to be talking about Freeman and Bowden and some other games. We're going to get some – and we're working on getting – and with a coach from down in South Georgia on the way back on a bus. We're trying to get that for you, too. You stay with us. Headed for the 11 o'clock hour. This hour, you're going to hear a lot of scores, a lot of highlights, and a lot of interviews. And Day-Day's going to wrap up his game as well when you stay with us for the Scoreboard Show. High School Scoreboard Show this Friday night on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.